You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. The next day, Pooh Bear gets a call from Hot Mom, and, like, she can't even walk right. She said, we were up all night with an intense bone fest. She said when they finally woke up at like 1 p.m, there was like used rubbers all over the place. The whole place was used rubbers. You couldn't even see carpet. There were so many used rubbers. I'm taking that one to the grave. Then one time we went to New Hampshire, and they trashed the hotel room. We had like this intense wrestling match. It was super gay. And Dean broke the bed from jumping on it. He writes, God, we had some fantastic times. Or how about the time that storm rolled into the stadium that we're playing in concert, and Tyler's bass drum blew across the baseball field. I do not remember that one. We had some damn good times. Matt says, hot MILFs aren't built for young rock cock. That's what I'm thinking. But they had a great time, and I was happy for them. Because she was like single and ready to mingle. And I think like the kids might have been home too. Like the babysitter had them in bed, you know, one of those deals. So mom walks in the house with bass player from the local rock band, brings them home. There was one story where Phil from Wayland, he couldn't figure out why everybody in the front row was pointing at him and shrieking and laughing and clapping. He had a massive tear in his pants, and he doesn't wear underwear, and his entire root and balls incredibly exposed, like wide open. Jeremy says she cannot be too terribly hot if all she got was the bass player. Shade on the bass players. It always happens. The poor bass players. Honest to God. All right. Anyway, that happened September 6th. I will be there, and I'm going to do the stage announcement, and it's going to be awesome. Dean's like married now. He's got a kid. Actually, if I remember correctly, Dean, he got married, and then the kid came to town, and then the significant other, I think it was married, maybe it was just like together, went cuckoo. and everything fell apart. One of those deals. Now he's happily married. That dude's something else, man. Okay. Where are we going to go now? Madison's doing great. She has recovered from illness. No more throwing up. And has turned the corner. Nothing else to say about that. I think I am exhausting my personal stories for today. Yes. So let's get into a couple of other things. I caught this one. A dude wanted to reduce his sodium in his diet. Now, normal people will put the puzzle pieces together and consume less food full of salt. I'll get to that in a second because Aram has reminded me. Did I miss the RV sale update? Thank you. I did say I was going to talk about that. I think I am going to have to hunker down for at least another 6 months of no one being interested in buying that thing. Now, you might think, why? What's going on? From what I'm understanding, people who buy RVs are finicky. There's a certain time of the year that they want to buy them. And we're getting to the point of the year where now is not the time where you would buy one. So there's that. And then I called my guy who's selling it. I go, so what do you got? What are your thoughts on this? He goes, well, we're getting a lot of action on people who have even higher end RVs, motorhomes for sale. Because the one that we have, believe it or not, it's kind of like a mid-level price point. Like the one that I used to have is a lower level price point. Still a very expensive thing, but it's the Class C one that I had that was perfect, that I should not have gotten rid of, is considered to be on the lower end of the price point. The one I have is mid. And then you have really expensive ones. So my guy goes, well, the ones that are like the ones you used to have, those are selling. We're able to sell a number of those of people who want us to sell their equipment. And the higher end ones, they're selling. But for some reason, the consumer is not really interested in something that you have easy. He goes, we get people, you know, poking around about it, maybe a question or two. We've had maybe five or six people who've said something about it, maybe had a question. But that's about it. Easy. So we might have to lower the price. And I'm like, dude. He goes, you want to take $5,000 off? And I go, no. No. I would rather just it sit there than take more money off of that at this point. He goes, okay, I can understand that. He goes, it'll sell. It'll sell. I'm like, well, yeah, it will. But it might take forever. I'll tell you what. You know what I'm not doing is I'm not counting on having that money. Because the significant cost to pay it, I'm not like planning on that leaving anytime soon. That's the only way I'm able to like navigate this without losing my mind. This would be if like you or I just went ahead and spent a lot of money and got nothing in return every single month. Nick says, maybe he's Nick is referencing the people who make it, the Thor Motor Coach Company. Now, if anyone were to Google, you would see that they suck. So his point is, yeah, if anyone types Thor into Google, you know, research. You know, you don't make me feel any better. Matt says, I would rather pay $15,000 in payments than take $5,000 less. Aram says the RV might be fine now and work for years. Yeah, I don't want to drive it. I don't want to use it. Man Bun Chris says, I feel like those are usually purchased in the winter when people are looking forward to spring and summer. It'll sell here when the weather dips. Maybe. Branjo says, check your interest rate on that RV. You could at least get a better rate on a loan and pay off the RV. You would potentially save a lot of money on interest. Think of it like consolidating a credit card. Well, maybe. That's a good tip. Perhaps that'll work. But no. I guess, honestly, there is no update. Just I keep making more payments on it, and it keeps not selling. Buck. Branjo says, no, do it. Say it, do it. I will do that, Branjo. That's a great idea. If I can get a lower interest rate. Is that guaranteed? I mean, have the interest rates fallen? And you know, it costs money to do that, to actually transfer that shit, I think. Anyway, whatever. That's the update. It's still expensive as hell and driving me batshit crazy. Okay, so moving on. Yeah, this dude has he's got high sodium levels. Now, if you or I have high sodium levels, you're going to want to, you know, limit your salt intake. Anyone with a brain will tell you that. This is a perfect example of how people are already becoming too fixated on letting everything be taken care of by artificial intelligence. You can, first of all, use your common sense. You can just search on your own. You don't have to run it through ChatGPT. This idiot is a 60-year-old man. He's being talked about in a medical journal. It was a study published in the Annals of Internal Medicine. So instead of just cutting salt out of his diet, he ran it through ChatGPT. And he poisoned himself and nearly died. He tried to get suggestions for what to replace table salt with, and ChatGPT suggested sodium bromide. And he did it for 3 months. However, the journal article noted that the recommendation in ChatGPT was referring to sodium bromide being used for purposes like cleaning. Sodium bromide is a chemical compound that resembles salt but is toxic for humans. It was once used as a anti-convulsant and a sedative, but today it's used for cleaning, manufacturing, and agricultural purposes. ChatGPT apparently does not offer that type of assistance, dietary assistance, from what I'm understanding. Maybe I'm getting that wrong. The guy arrived at the hospital experiencing fatigue, insomnia, poor coordination, facial acne, cherry angiomas, red bumps on the skin, and excessive thirst, all symptoms of bromism, a condition caused by long-term exposure to the poison. He also showed signs of paranoia as he claimed that his neighbor was trying to poison him. Included in this was auditory and visual hallucinations, and he was ultimately placed on a psychiatric hold after attempting to escape. The guy was treated with intravenous fluids and electrolytes and was also put on antipsychotic medication. Released from the hospital after 3 weeks of monitoring. This case highlights how use of artificial intelligence can potentially contribute to the development of preventable adverse health outcomes. These are language prediction tools. They lack common sense and will give rise to terrible results if the human user does not apply their own common sense. What a fucking idiot. My God. So be careful, I guess. Cole says this guy is too stupid to use ChatGPT. It's his fault. It's his fault, not the apps. 100%. All right. I'm taking a break to go use the boys' room. As usual, I thank you for being here. Hang tight. Enjoy the fantastic music. And off we go. And I have it on repeat. Yes. Okay, I'm back. Excuse me. Kyle Fade. Thank you to Matt, who sent along what was being discussed earlier. I guess I was edited out in a reference to the big air horn stunt that took place on the radio, however many years ago that was. Happy 10-year anniversary to one of Free Beer and Hot Wings' biggest stunts. I don't think it was a stunt. It was a prank. And then this is the reference to me being edited out of it. In the initial one, you could see me here. I don't blame them. That's this boy that they have, that the phone boy, Tommy. He's the one who published this, so of course I was edited out of it. That, I don't have a problem with that. Now I want to see the clip.
Have you guys ever...
So we would... The background is... We would do these check-ins with a local TV station. And I didn't know it. Hot Wings didn't know it. But Free Beer had sent Joe over there and worked it out with them to play the goddamn air horn on the set and scare the shit out of them. I don't know why Greg didn't let us be in on the bit. I remember when it got done, I was annoyed. I go, hey, how come you didn't tell us? How come we couldn't be anticipating it?
I don't know.
Such a douche. This is the air horn stunt. It starts out with me asking a stupid question.
Have you guys ever tried meth? Ever?
No. By the way, this is going to be loud. When you hear the air horn, it's going to be loud.
Have you guys ever tried meth? Ever?
No. Yeah, no. No. I mean, I think it would probably help make me a little bit more alert in the morning. Not going to lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
it does wonders for teeth.
The one guy didn't react.
Oh my goodness, I have no idea what that was, but that scared the living.
Oh my God.
You rule.
Oh my God. Hi, guys.
What?
I'm surprised he doesn't punch Lauren in the face.
I've never heard that noise before in my entire life. What is that?
Producer Joe, ladies and gentlemen, from the Free Beer and Hot Wings morning show has just completely... Yeah. Well, I need to go to the restroom.
I cannot let go of Aaron's hand at this point.
The air horn. Woo!
I have a hard time laughing at that because Freebird didn't tell us that was coming. Chris says the other guy shit his pants. Excuse me. Sorry. Aram says they are still playing this bit. Ugh. So that's Dan Harlan, who got super scared. A little fun fact about him. He was the emergency goalie for the Grand Rapids Griffins, which that's interesting that teams will have. This is in the NHL. You have to have someone affiliated with the team who can play goalie in case the goalie goes down. So you got the starting goalie. And then you got the backup, and then you've got the emergency goalie. And a lot of times the emergency goalie is not even in the arena. Sometimes he's the Zamboni driver. That's actually happened in the past. There was one guy, one famous guy who was like a Zamboni driver and came out and he like did awesome. There was one game where that happened. Starter got hurt. Backup is now in. And so you got to have the emergency goalie on standby. So they called him up. And he goes, "What?" They go, "Hey, what are you doing?" He goes, "Oh, I'm just driving around town." He goes, "Okay, well, you got to get to the rink. Bring your gear. You're going to be the emergency." The game is going on. So the period ends. And Dan Harlan skates out. And I see him across the ice from where I'm sitting. And I did this, like my hands up, like, what the fuck? And then he texts me from his phone wearing his gear and from across the, "Yeah, I'm the emergency goalie." I go, "You are?" I was hoping he was going to get in, you know, but he didn't even get in, no. Cole points out, edit Zane out, but leave Joe in. Well, they edited me out of the still. They didn't edit me out of the piece. Not like I'm in the realm of wanting to make excuses for them, but I'm always fair. As you know, I'm quite a fair soul. It's no big deal. Okay. What else do I have today? Not a lot. I've got a story about how the Upper Peninsula, I just saw this. Did you know that in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, which is an entire HLL area, hard living line area, they have their own state fair? And so when I heard this, I immediately looked it up. And this is how it unfolded for me. When you look up Upper Peninsula State Fair, you'll see the listing for the actual UP State Fair. But over here, there's a picture. And what this is, to me, tracks. You have, this is a monster truck driving over a motorhome or a travel trailer, destroying a travel trailer. And I'm like, yes. Now, in the background, you see all these buses. These are going to be for a school bus demolition derby. All right. Now, that tells you right there all you need to know. That they, you can say whatever you want about the UP, but that's, you got state fairs figured out if you're doing school bus demolition derby and a monster truck driving over a travel trailer. I would love this. Okay, see these kids? Here they are. They're walking on the ride here. They've probably all trafficked. So these two trafficked kids are getting on the ride. This is the only freedom that they've had in years. They're getting ready to have some fun. That's a 100. They're probably going to play like, whenever you're at these fairs, they always play the same music for the rides. It's always like Talk Dirty to Me by Motley Crue or Rock You Like a Hurricane by the Scorpions or, you know, something by Guns N' Roses like Welcome to the Jungle, shit like that. It's a concert. So you can just imagine who would be playing at the Upper Peninsula State Fair. You got to figure it's some version of the band Molly Hatchet or perhaps like 38 Special, something like that, or a 38 Special tribute band. And look at all these people. They love this shit. This is a packed house.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
All right, night ends. They party all night, sun rises, and then they're back. They've stayed up all night. This is another view of it. This is probably when they're getting ready to close it down. This is seconds before this ride broke. Remember you saw that one somewhere in the world, the ride broke recently? Same thing right here. These people are all dead. They were flung miles. All right, not sure what's going on here. Outstanding. You can have sex with these animals here. Right here. These are all different animals you can breed with. These are all animals that have been born in captivity. These are sheep, but they're part human. This is a view from the tall ride. More traffic children. More sex partners. All right. This might be bus demo.
11 buses. What could possibly go wrong?
Okay. So this is the pace car. They're using the John Deere thing for the pace. I need to see more of this. My God. Sand sculptures are fun. Great. Old shit. Well, actually, that's probably like new farming equipment in the Upper Peninsula right here. This is the new farming equipment exhibit. Some kid trafficked. Bad haircut, sex partners. This might be more of the bus. Okay, see now, you see what they're doing, these buses? The track is a figure eight. So you will have numerous crashes at the intersection, and anything goes, all points in between. All right. I love that. That's just too bad we don't have more of that footage so we can see what is going on. This is the guy who owns a fair. This dude right here. The Upper Peninsula State Fair welcomes you. More rock bands, probably more cover tunes and shit like that. Okay. Stevie says it looks like the slowest race ever. Well, yeah, but you weren't listening. I said there was a pace car that was leading them, you know, so they were just getting ready to drop the green flag. You're right. That's because they weren't racing. I don't know if you know how that works. You know, they're staging it up and going slow for a reason. She says it was a comment on the video. Oh, I know. Chris says they do school bus races at Berlin, but obviously no figure eight. They haven't done them in a while. I've seen those. Piano Finger Banger says, as someone who lived in the UP for a few years, this is all on brand. Stevie says, why cut it off when nothing has happened? Yeah, I'm with you. It ran out. I wish it was longer. I played all that I could there. Megan says they used to do this in the Pontiac Silverdome. It was the best. Yeah, we have to bring that back. I need to impress this upon Berlin Raceway to actually have a night of destruction. You have school bus figure eight races. You can hire that one crazy bitch who her and her husband get shot out of a cannon and they're fucking while they shoot out. Like they're actually having sex and then they get shot out of a cannon. First, it'll just be him getting shot out of the cannon. He lands in the net. She gets shot out of the cannon. And then they actually start boning. They get stuffed down into the cannon. And then they shoot them out nude while he's actually pumping away, missionary style, out of the cannon. Matt makes a good point. He says the UP is going to be screwed when AOL disconnects dial-up internet next week. I saw that story. First of all, that's a shock that AOL. Hold on a second. Darla, I can see you there. Can you see her on the side of the screen? She's right there. She wants something right now. That's her. Darla, come here, baby dog. So AOL is going away. I did not realize that it was still a thing. And that is 100% true. They are finally cutting the cord on it. And the complaint is 200,000 Americans in hard living line areas will no longer be able to access the internet. And so you're actually getting a lot of people saying, well, yeah, my folks live in this hard living line area. And what are we going to do? Or what are they going to do? And they're saying, well, tough shit. Piano finger banger can't believe the number. Well, that's all throughout the U.S. You know, you figure some of those faraway places that don't have internet. Mountainous areas, regions like that, like. Where I live, or where my place is up north, we don't have internet. I had to get that satellite internet that I ended up canceling that. And because it's not only because it's shitty, but it's expensive. So if I had a phone line to Fear Bunker North, I could use the internet that way. Bob says, tell them to just get Starlink. Idiot. Starlink is very expensive. These people are poor. They're very poor. Rebecca says they don't have the fiber optic high-speed internet lines in a lot of rural areas. That's part of it, too. So there's no way. So these people are stuck. They're going back to the Stone Age. Matt says Starlink does not accept EBT. This is true. No charges for a cop who punched this guy in the face. The guy's name is William McNeil. The cop pulled him over and because, like, he had window tinting or something like that, and then it escalated. So I want you to watch this, and we'll discuss this, because these cops are not in trouble for any of this. Now, you're going to see this poor guy get hit in the face. See this hillbilly right here? Jacksonville, Florida. That's a look of a guy who's thinking, I'm getting ready to kick some black ass. That's exactly what you're about to see. And so he's going to do that right now. You're going to see this guy get hit in the face twice. This is not pretty.
This morning, a Jacksonville, Florida sheriff's deputy seen striking this driver in the face during an arrest will not face criminal charges.
Exit the vehicle now! Exit the vehicle!
William McNeil Jr. was pulled over in February for not having his lights on in bad weather and not wearing a seatbelt.
Okay, that's what it was. It wasn't window tint. It was bad weather, and so he didn't have his light on, his headlight on. So then they pulled him over. Hey, you don't have your seatbelt on, so you're in big trouble. Now, hillbilly cops, this is a great time to pull over black people when it's raining. Because if their headlights aren't on and you want to pull them over for being black, which is what this is, you can just say, well, yeah, he didn't have his headlights on, so I pulled him over. And then you can kick his ass. Because that's exactly what's happened here.
Not having his lights on in bad weather and not wearing a seatbelt.
What is your reason, sir? Step out. What is your reason?
Deputies are seen getting aggressive with him after he questioned why he was being pulled over.
And then that guy punched him in the face. You saw he ate that punch right to the chin.
Deputies are seen getting aggressive with him after he questioned why he was being
the same hillbilly who smacked him the first
pulled
time.
Over, denying there was bad weather and refusing to exit his vehicle. They claimed he was reaching for
By the way, where's the bad weather? It's a little cloudy here.
And refusing to exit his vehicle. They claimed he was reaching for a knife on the floor, which was with him, after he questioned why he was being pulled over, denying there was bad weather and refusing to exit his vehicle.
There was no bad weather, so that's a lie. They're just kicking his ass because he's a black guy.
I always
marvel at when, like, there's a black guy here. Why isn't he shooting? There's two black guys here. Why aren't they shooting the white people, the white cops? That's what they should do.
Over, denying there was bad weather and refusing to exit his vehicle. They claimed he was reaching for a knife on the floor, which was not seen in the video. The state attorney's office now concluding it was a lawful traffic stop, saying Officer Bauer's use of a one-time open-handed strike to McNeil's face had a legitimate tactical purpose to get McNeil out of the SUV and to show his hands, which McNeil did after the strike, adding that Officer Bauer's second strike occurred during McNeil's arrest and was in response to McNeil's physical resistance to the arrest.
I was surprised.
This is dude. Talking. He's upset.
Resistance to the arrest.
I was surprised. I was scared. I grew up being told that officers protect us, but
that's not true.
That wasn't the case.
McNeil's lawyers now want the Justice Department to investigate, claiming the state attorney never interviewed him and overlooked the violence after he was taken into custody. They say he suffered a concussion, a chipped tooth, and needed 9 stitches.
That deputy's actions are still part of an administrative review to determine if they violated policy. As for McNeil, he pleaded guilty to resisting arrest and having a suspended license.
That's rough, man. So that's the state of Florida. This is a great place. Florida is an outstanding place if you want to be a cop that you can beat up black guys, because that's what happened there. I am not surprised by any of this. I am not shocked by any of this. What a terrible thing. My God. Becca Shea is here, and her husband Kevin is a black guy. She says, this shit makes me so mad. Disgusting. Bob says, funny how for like 2 weeks they only showed this 5 seconds of the video and no context. So I think Bob is suggesting that this is, I don't know, I don't want to read between the lines, but I probably should. I think with Bob writing funny how for like 2 weeks they only showed this 5 seconds of video and no context. I am particularly of the persuasion that Bob is happy with how the cops performed here. Jeremy says, funny how in the full video, none of the cops had their lights on either. Tophus is talking about, want to see some shit? Look at this channel. I can't see it, sorry. Police investigate themselves and find themselves innocent all the time. Hi, Darla. What's going on? You look guilty. Did you pee somewhere, honey? Come here. She looks guilty as hell. Bob says that is just a little tap. It's called an attention getter. Okay, so Bob loves this. Bob is actually happy with this. Rebecca, who has a son, who I'm guessing is biracial, says, I have to worry about my son all the time because of this shit. Matt says, this is an inflammatory comment. Matt wrote, we was just asking questions. So Matt, in his own way, is making a horrible comment. That is a racist joke. That right there. That he is making a racist joke. And you cannot get away with that. Bob says there's more video to this. And the news will not show it. Well, by all means, we need to see that. Because I would love to see. I mean, what else could be seen there that would make that warranted? Badger says the slap is better than those old billy clubs. Jeremy says, I, in fact, watched the full video. There was absolutely no reason for the black guy to get punched. Okay. Well, I believe that. But if you're a hillbilly, you might have a problem. You might disagree with that. So I think that for American Hilljacks, they're happy with this. They're like, go cop. Thin blue line. Back the blue. And kick some black ass. That's what we have right here. And this is a perfect time to discuss this. There are people that I love in this audience who want to punch black guys in the face. And I don't understand why you do that. And you need to knock that off. You don't just go around and punch black guys in the face. Unless if you're a cop in Florida. Then, you know, that's like encouraged. Bob is saying not responding to a lawful order to get out of the car. Supreme Court Penn versus Mims. So Bob actually knows the court case that says punch him in the face. All you got to do, the Supreme Court has ruled, if you see a black guy, punch him in the face. That's what Bob is telling you. Black Belt Nick adds, I think it was too much, but I was also taught hands on the wheel and follow directions. Jeremy says the only way that applies is if the stop was lawful in the first place. I would argue that it wasn't. The cops didn't have their headlights on, and have no proof that his seatbelt wasn't on. Black Belt Nick adds, back the blue and police accountability are not mutually exclusive, or they should not be. Maureen says, my biracial sons were taught to do whatever a cop tells them to do. Tophus adds, there's a YouTube channel called Lackluster. It's hundreds of videos of cops violating people's rights and beating the shit out of them. Well, I want to see that. He did nothing to warrant that kind of reaction. The dash cam would tell you that. And then Tofus says they are fucking Hilljack cops being Hilljacks. Now, from where I sit and from what I have seen, I agree with that. And I think the biggest problem I have is with the black cops. The black cops should have gone to the trunk and got out the machine guns and the shotguns and shot all the white cops and let the black guy go. That's what should have happened there. That would have made more sense. I just want to one time, see the black guys start kicking some honky ass on one of these goddamn traffic stops. That's what I want to see. And just say, brother, sorry about that. These honkies, we now own the police force. Go on your way. Sorry about the broken window. Tofus says, or they should have at least stopped those officers from striking that guy or even get in their faces. When are we going to see that? Ladies and gentlemen, I have the asshole of the day because I have run out. I have exhausted the material that I can discuss with you on today's show. And you know, I'm not one to sit there and try to milk 20 more minutes, get blood from a turnip. So I want you to think about the asshole of the day. I think I know who it is. I think I know. But before I wrap this show up, I want to say hello to my friends at Oakland Auto Detail. Now, if you are in West Michigan, these are the folks who you should have to do the spick and span job, clean it inside and out job on your vehicle. Follow Oakland Auto Detail on Facebook. They've asked me specifically to ask you to follow them on Facebook. Like them, follow them, please. You're doing me a solid when you do that. Oakland Auto Detail, three words. And when you do want to get that special cleaning done, I mean, I understand you might clean it yourself, but from time to time, you need the deep cleaning where you get it back and it's like it's as good as new. 616-510-3470. If you patronize them within the next month and a half, they will likely be signing back up. So if you've been considering this, now is the time to reach out to them and get on the calendar, get on the schedule, and mention me. 616-510-3470. Oakland Auto Detail. Kuiper Tree Care wants to get rid of any trees that have fallen in your yard because of bad weather. Or they just, whatever, they're past their prime. Maybe you want some tree removal to get rid of them. Stump grinding, tree risk assessment with their 3 certified arborists, tree trimming. They do it all at Kuiper Tree Care in West Michigan. Call or text and mention me. 616-828-8225. That is 616-828-8225. Boy, we had a big time yesterday discussing Frank Fuss and the confusion that our very own Rebecca S. had with getting a hold of Frank. I'm glad that got worked out. If you need any help with healthcare.gov or Obamacare, or you're thinking about retiring and utilizing your Medicare benefits, reach out to Frank. The first thing you do is go to buyinsurancehere.com, B-U-Y, insurancehere.com. It's a form. You fill it out. Next thing you know, Frank's in touch with you most of the time. Your asshole of the day today is this asshole Jacksonville hillbilly cop beating that guy into submission. Congrats to them. You have earned that. An honorable mention goes to any of you dildos who support that disgusting cop. Thank you for being here. I will talk to you on the Patreon bonus podcast. Till next time, have a good one, folks, and thank you.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water